the Jew got it in for the Negro too, so that's why I listen to VNN.com. I mean, I would if I had a computer.
Alice Lindell and Browns. I like that one. I like that one in Coontown. Congratulations, by the way, Alex, on a successful boy fire number 50.
Oh, thanks.
Made it all the way through it, and it's really good. Very good rant on there for anyone who hasn't had the pleasure of listening yet. Very good rant about the that one Jew who was complaining about not enough mixing in the United States, not enough laws being enacted to mix neighborhoods and whatnot.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, that reminded me of that Schmully Botox article from about a year ago.
Botox, yeah.
Yeah, smelly butt cheeks.
Smelly butt cheeks, Michael Jackson's sexual advisor.
Yeah, yeah.
Although not officially a procurer of young children.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, who's soon to be on one of those videos in an orange jumpsuit with a bunch of Muslims behind him getting his head chopped off, I imagine. That would just be a really apt ending to his life.
Well, who brought that article up first? That was a guy, Orfield, up at Harvard, who's saying there's not enough forced integration. We need more guns forcing more whites into close proximity of subhuman savages so we can have more Shannon Christians and Chris Newsoms.
Right.
There just aren't enough of them.
And that's what I always say to people.
Basically
when
said
I,
that these fuckers need to be dead, basically. They mean to kill us. It doesn't matter how nice they are and how many ties they wear and how many, you know, professorial chairs they hold down. I mean, they are killing us.
Yeah, any
these
conservatives out there,
kill our people.
If you kind of like some of the stuff we say and then you don't understand when we talk about revolutionary justice, we are not conservatives per se. We are revolutionaries. We are not. Conservatives are losing at 40 or are going off the cliff at 40 miles an hour, whereas liberals want to go at 60. That's the only difference. You're fighting a rear guard action. You are.
You're not acknowledging the truth about the motives of your enemies. You're not even naming your enemy. You're not allowing yourself to understand that. Look, these people mean to wipe us out.
Right.
And there's plenty of white race traitors among them who are perfectly happy to see our kind go down. They may hate our culture, they may be brainwashed, but whether they're brainwashed or whether they're true believers, we want to live on our own as ourselves. We don't want any of what the nigger has to offer. We don't need what the Mexican has. We're sick of the Jew shit culture.
Yeah, we ain't going out like that. It doesn't matter if whites, there's a lot of white elites out there who just want to make money. They're just happy with where they are, and they don't see. They do see the problems. I mean, everyone sees the problems. It's just how far you want to get up off your lazy boy and do something about it. And we are the future. We are the people. Whether it doesn't matter whether there's only a million whites left in the United States or whether we're 60-something percent of the population as we are now, at some point whites will rebel, and we are the vanguard. We are the people that they will look to as they're actually doing the blood and guts part of what needs to be done.
We are the ones who are truly responsible, and we are the good guys. And
we are the good guys. We have all the qualities of the good guys. The bad guys lie. The bad guys cover up things from you. The bad guys use evasive language. Bad guys, the bad guys are very good to you as long as you're going their way. But if you want to make decisions on your own, no. See, the good guys always help you do what you already want to do. The good guys don't have a set of. They want to let you flower in your own living space. The bad guys want you to be captive in their living space, and they'll give you all the platitudes they have to keep you there. And I wanted to make a list of that, like the differences between, you know, the way you can tell the good guys from the bad guys. And we don't, and it's like I tell people when I'm speaking politics and segregation with them, I'm saying, look, they say, so you want to separate the races? I mean, you want, I said, no, I want people to have the choice to be able to do so, whereas they don't now. No one ever had to have a gun pointed at them and say, don't do that. Don't go live with those blacks. It was the opposite. People had to have guns pointed at them to integrate, and they still do.
Yeah, and someone made a brilliant point, I think it was Founders America, that I wanted to expand on, which is, you know, the Jews create this society in which marriages can be the slightest velleity, that is, the slightest little shift in inclination on the part of either partner can get a no-fault divorce in
That was the first thing they did, the Soviet Union. That was, I think, literally the first thing.
Yes, free sex should be something like having a drink of water, said Lenin, and it led to so much STD and so many social problems.
As with their
kooky economics ideas, they had to go back to traditional capitalism and traditional morals, at least for a while, to restabilize. But the precise point I was going to make is behind the no-fault divorce for people. Well, why can't we have a easy no-fault divorce to get rid of this shotgun marriage imposed on us by the Jews with this animal race that wants to destroy us? You know, why do we have to be forced together? They want to do everything to prevent husbands and wives from sticking together, and they want to do everything to force whites and blacks together.
Yeah. They do it culturally as well. And in the media, they give women and men the wrong expectations of one another. I see that all the time. I wonder why divorce isn't even higher than it is.
Jews are just essentially the principle of evil embodied in somewhat human form. When you think of them that way, it's very easy to predict what they'll do. That's the value of it. That's the Occam's razor. What will a Jew do? What will the Jew's agenda be in a given situation? Well, what will make it worse? And that's what they're going to propose. That's what they're going to be pushing for. And in that light, I'd like to discuss something, which is the two hate crime bills that the ADL has out there right now.
Oh, yeah. I have some of that right here. Let me do a little quick introduction of... They have two hate crime bills. They have one that's called a hate crime bill, which I think it's very interesting. It's kind of scary because this is the way they actually get things done.
I got to step away for just a second. I'll be right back.
Sure, go ahead. I'll reintroduce.
Give the hate crime stuff. I'll hop back in.
What we've had is we've had a hate crime bill that was introduced. It was called a hate crime bill, and it's languishing, I believe. It's going to languish in either the House or the Senate. I think it did pass the House, and it's languishing in the Senate. But what we have now is something called the LL. Okay, pay attention because you're gonna want to plug this into Google, and I'll post it with the show notes after the show. But the LLEHCPA, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. But they're not calling it that. They're calling it the LLEHCPA. It's a critical. This is from GayWebMonkey.com. Yankee Jim's favorite site. A critical piece of legislation. So you'll know the slant here. Providing local police and sheriff's departments with federal resources to combat hate violence as opposed to love violence. But I guess we are at GayWebMonkey.com, so I guess I'll just leave that there. It was introduced last Tuesday night. Gay groups such as Human Rights Campaign and the Matthew Shepard Foundation hailed the bill's introduction and joined with more than 210 law enforcement, civil rights, and civic religious organizations actively supporting its passage. I don't know of any Christian organizations supporting this. That's kind of an interesting statement. More than 100 other members of Congress joined Conyers and Kirk in introducing the bipartisan bill. The Senate is expected to introduce a partisan companion bill next month. Each year, thousands of Americans are violently attacked just because they are black, female, Christian, or gay. And if Christians think that they want to protect Christians with this stuff, you have definitely a thing or two coming. These crimes not only harm individuals, but they terrorize entire communities. It's the responsibility of our government to protect all Americans. After more than a decade of delay, it's time for Congress to provide local police and sheriff's departments with the tools and resources they need to put away society's most vicious criminals. But basically what this means is they're gonna make us unable to talk about things like the Shannon Christian, Chris Newsom murders. What they're going to do. They're going to call that hate. They're going to call it hate for Christians to quote Leviticus in the Bible. They're going to, any type of unpopular, it's political. They're going to start suppressing political speech even more than they are now. So since we can't rely on the media, this becomes even more dire than ever. It's not just that free speech is being curtailed and we have a media to speak for us. The media is part of the problem. The media is helping this and suppressing things that they need to be talking about. like this and like these murders, whereas bloggers, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to cap the internet, man. I mean, the Jew can't survive the internet. We all are. I know you and I agree on that, Alex.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This thing I got can't what I be know, allowed and to happen.
Discussion of this is on VNN's main page, govnn.com, and you've got Reverend Ted Pike, who's a good Christian who's spoken and fought against the ADL and its organized criminal evil for years. And, yeah, what they want to do is create a federal police force. Remember, the ADL has been convicted.
Political
police, yeah. And the ADL has been convicted multiple times of spying on people and suborning cops and destroying justice, and they are allowed to teach the FBI.
The haters are.
Yeah, well, what they want to do is indoctrinate them in the name of training. And so what they do is teach them that people like us who are telling you out there in the real world the real truth are evil haters and ought to be shut down. And they don't make any distinction between verbal and physical violence. So this allows, this hate crimes category allows them not only to get the federal police who they've trained onto the local level, it allows them to try to, as Pike emphasizes, prevent crimes. They're doing pre-crime. Well, how do you do pre-crime? How do you recognize a criminal before he commits a crime? Well, you know, son, that's easy. It's easy. I'm going to teach you how you do that. Well, the guy's using words like constitution or white rights, or he's an evil hater. If he's got the wrong tattoo, he's a hater.
And that's no exaggeration. There are pamphlets.
You take him out before he commits this stuff.
Yeah, there are pamphlets already. That I know there's one from Phoenix that there's a PDF floating around on the internet of saying that it's for police officers and FBI agents in Arizona saying people who homeschool, like Miranda, people who talk about the Constitution, these people just go ahead and arrest them or just bring them on in.
Like I said, Dietrich, eventually they will get to the point where they call, let's say, homeschooling is hate schooling.
Yeah.
Because anybody who opts out of their system, who refuses to allow their children to be brainwashed into serving Moloch and sending their kids to die in Iraq, they're obviously evil pre-terrorists, pre-criminals who need to be shut down.
What are they already do that. There's this long-running, or it's been running
sure
for months now in Germany, where the parents actually, I mean, God, it's like a friggin' Twilight Zone movie. The parents are running from the evil German system, trying to make it into Austria, and they were caught at the border, I believe is how the story goes. Now the mom or dad is in jail, and just because they didn't want their kids to go to that school. They're Christians. They're devout Christians.
Yes, yeah, they are.
Yeah, and you see, look, I'm an atheist, and I personally have my own views on Christianity, and some of them are prettier than others, but independent of my views on Christianity, I don't have a problem with you raising your child commiserate with your own beliefs as long as it doesn't, you know, you're right to swing your fist ends at my nose, right? If you want to raise your child to you want to teach them all kinds of stuff that I'm quite certain within my own self, I'm happy with my own self saying that that's complete bullshit, and I have no problem saying that at all. Hey, I wish it were true. I wish we went to heaven and there was a father figure that would wipe the tear from our eyes and say that everything's going to be great and all we have to do is be better to our fellow man. I think it's a beautiful notion at its basics, and that's what religion is supposed to be. It's encoding right behavior into the culture for people who can or won't or don't otherwise intellectualize moral behavior. You know, if you can read Plato and understand Plato, or you can say, okay, there's some guy who's going to throw a lightning bolt at you if you're bad. But the thing is, I don't agree with Christianity, but I don't have a problem. I support people who want to raise their children that way. You see, they're the intolerant ones. They're the ignoble tapermen. They're the ones who want to lean forward and reach into our houses, reach into our lives, and rearrange things. And man, if you don't think this is the Soviet America coming, it's here, baby. It's coming, and the rest of it's coming. They're bringing up the rear. And
it's like
state schools
Yeah,
you're exactly right. They are filling it in.
Think about it. They now don't want you to opt out of a system you're already coerced into paying to support.
Yeah.
Whether it's blacks or whether it's public schooling, you have to pay the people that are destroying your bodies and your minds. And they don't even want to let you opt out of that in any way possible.
And the founding fathers understood that taxes were basically tyranny. Any form of government was basically tyrannical because no matter how are almost, no matter how libertarian any type of system that you have to have some kind of taxation. If you have a government, you have to have some kind of taxation. And what that means is that you need to be able to have, somebody has to be appointed enough power to send men with guns to your house to extract that money from you or your freedom. Right? So our founding fathers knew that. They knew that there were going to have to be taxes. So what we do is we spend that tax money on things that everyone can most agree on, that there's no type of moral cause really involved in. That's why they separated church and state, more or less. And that's why they didn't fund abortion, right? I mean, they understood that. So that's why less is more. It's not just a thing where they thought white men should be able to make a lot of money and not have the government in on it. I mean, that was part of it. But mainly they did believe that government was tyrannical by its very nature. And Alex, you're exactly right. I mean, even you look at today, everyone has to pay into the system. If you don't pay, it's like protection money. It's a gangster. It's a gangster's system. It's protection money, and it's very
like, hey, if I pay my property taxes, which you got plenty of people out there who are paying literally hundreds of dollars a month just to live in their own goddamn house, even if they have it paid off, and then they want to have kids and raise them their own way, and the entire power of the state comes down on them, and what you're going to see is Germany is farther ahead of the curve than we are for a number of historical reasons, but
yeah.
And that's why these Christian channels have been picking up on that, and this stuff is posted in the learning section of VNNforum.com. And Germany's a little farther ahead, and they've actually been a little more active in seizing people. They don't seize them in the U.S. for that so much.
Not yet.
But you're starting to see the Christians deserve credit for re-legalizing homeschooling in
that was only in
60s,
the 60s,
70s, and
it?
80s. It was 60 to about 83 it really started picking up. And I saw for the first time the other day that one of the pro-homeschoolers claimed there are 4 million students doing that now. So what I've said is when it got to about 5%, they would start freaking out.
Yeah.
Because you've had the government claiming there's 1 million homeschoolers in the U.S. You've had the homeschoolers claim there are 2 million. That's out of about 48 million of that age, kids that age. And now, for the first time, I saw the claim there are 4 million homeschooling. That is significant.
That's
getting up into the area of between 5 and 10%. Who are saying, basically, fuck you to the government ruling ideology, whether they want to call it Zog or not. The Christians, who we in many ways despise, hate Zog for the same reason we do. In fact, the only thing that they support Zog on is Israel.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to do our darndest not to get overly mad at them. And given our emotions and keep pointing out, look, you're following a bought Bible. Don't you see how that tracks with everything else? Don't you see how the Jew explanation explains everything that's going on very neatly and simply and incontrovertibly?
Yeah, you're fighting
no
wars for people who Jesus said were the... how did he explain it? He said, you're...
Children of the devil.
Children of the devil.
Spawn of Satan.
That's in so many words, that's what he said. He said, well, for you are the best at lying. You're the best at lying because your father's the king of lies.
You're
right.
Your father, the
pick up a Bible and read John 8:44. The book of John 8:44 tells it all. These people are probably all, they're good people.
I don't blame Christians because I understand enough about the human dilemma. I know that we're born to suffer and die, and
right.
Not everyone likes that.
Well, these sheep are being misled. I mean, they've been led to believe that Yeshua, Jesus, was a Jew. When the Bible, I'm not a religious nut. Please don't take me as a Bible thumper or anything. I do pick a Bible up occasionally just to see what's in it, because I'm at the stage in my life now that I realize how our race has been misled, and I've picked up, for example, and read John 8:44. And Jesus, white Christians or Judeo Christians are led to believe that Jews are the chosen people, and that Jesus Christ was a Jew.
Or even that these people who call themselves Jews are in fact Jews.
When he points out clearly in the book of John that I'm not a Jew. You're not. He's talking to the Jews, and he tells them, you're not of my father.
Okay. Well, we don't know that. Let's move on because I don't know anything about it. So.
Yeah, well, it's interesting if you pick up, you know, it's a clear, it's
right.
a crystal clear.
I'll check into that, too. I like that stuff as a historical text, but what we were talking about was the that new hate crimes bill that they're trying to fly under the radar. It's really a bait and switch, it's a misdirection.
They use one to deflect on the criticism, then they slide in with the others.
That's right.
Mike is saying that they're doing, and
exactly
when they're sliding in, Ms. Conyers, which is a reintroduction of that like local law enforcement aid act, as opposed to the David Ray hate bill, which is one they were talking about a month ago. But
they named it the LLEHCPA, Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention.
The guts
act.
Of it is, it's the same damn thing they've been trying to do all along.
It is.
Your political police into your bedroom, busting you for, if you use any kind of word, you're busted for a hate crime, while continuing to ignore and cover up real crimes like the Shannon Christian, Chris Newsom thing.
Yeah,
those aren't
really
counted hate crimes.
And it's a strong enough organizing principle for us to say, hey, evil racist haters, and you Christians, and you whomever, we all have a common it's mainly just white people. We have a common denominator here to oppose this and to see this thing destroyed and to see everything that would bring this thing about destroyed.
Well,
this thing needs to be utterly destroyed. The system in which this thing, this mold, can come about needs to be destroyed.
That's
the main thrust behind a revolutionary type.
Well, that's why we say that. It's not to be loose or to talk about violence or whatever. It's to make a point that all these problems we see in America are related. And the simple explanation that cannot be controverted by evidence is that Jews are causing this. Whether you look at the war in Iraq, which is against our interest, or whether you look at domestic and the homeschooling stuff, or whether you look at the hate crimes bill, or whether you look at the media cover-up, there's a simple, clear explanation. This is why it's happening, and we are telling you that. And only without the Internet, you never would have heard of us. You never would have heard what we're saying or heard our arguments.
The police force, Alex, that's scary. I could give a few examples. I'm sure we all could. If I could give an extreme example where I was literally chased out of town for distributing literature a few years back, but if you pay attention to the police force and what's going on ever since this attack on 911, they're recruiting these young white boys, at least in this area, I'm assuming they're doing, and then, you know, in certain areas they're getting the non-whites, which is even scarier because they're even easier to control. And they're getting these Jewish groups like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith to come in and train the troops on what a hater is.
They are. Mm-hmm. They're teaching them who the haters are, who the good guys are, and who the bad guys are.
Yeah.
Dangerous as
Jews
well.
Jews are training our children that we're the bad guys.
They're the kings of hate.
And they're giving them, here's something they play on.
That's the most frustrating thing about it. They're the biggest racists. They're the haters.
The Jews are the biggest raiders, racists bigger than the planet.
Yeah, and I'm going to... I'm going to borrow a term from that idiot Rush Limbaugh, that bloated gas bag. They use these young skulls full of mush that they get out of the, literally, they're still wet behind the ears from the Jewish indoctrination they get in the school system.
Yeah.
And you get these jock types, these big football team white kids, these big burly kids. And has anyone ever noticed how everything now is starting to be black? Like police cars, they're black. They're giving them these
uniforms. Real
cool SUVs that are black. They're giving them these black uniforms. They're giving them these cool black, you know, and even the SUVs they're giving them, they got the black windows. Everything's black. The gun, they give them a big black gun. Black boots that they have them blouse their black trousers into their black boots.
Yeah, we're not
and everything
Mayberry
is like
anymore.
Really cool. I mean, the whole thing is to lead these kids to believe that they're really doing something here. I mean, you're protecting the world against haters. I mean, and you're wearing black and some of these cops, it's kind of funny. I mean, I've seen cops around here, young. Burly football player type, young white kids, like maybe 22, 23. They're driving their police cars like they're leaning like a like you see a nigger driving down the streets of Detroit.
Now that's interesting. Yeah.
And Alex, you pointed out something the other night. It's these little things that if someone points them out, you all of a sudden start noticing them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and once you see a white kid driving a cop car leaning like a nigger, you kind of understand how they the depth of the indoctrination they've received in these Judeo neo communist brainwashing pens. You know, we refer to schools, and you pointed out something the other day about you'll always see on these college campuses. This is off track. Off topic, but the white girls, and you'll always, not always, but often, you'll see a little nigger in the back, their little nigger pet. And I see that often.
I don't. That's I see.
I see it often.
I don't. I think
not just once. I've seen it many times
okay,
on
Yankee
the streets
Jim,
of Yankee
Jim, Yankee Jim, check your message for me, buddy. You're clipping out the entire broadcast. Sorry
okay.
to tell you.
All right. Well, we'll fix that.
Yes. Yeah, so just move it away a little bit. But yeah, I mean, and that's what they want to do. They want to enforce this. They want to enforce their hate onto us. And it's you know, you can look at South Africa, the former Rhodesia. This is what is in store, and men of good constitution, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up, man. We have to protect our women. We have to protect our children. How are we going to be written into the history books if we sell out? If we sell out to this ugly system, they're not going to say, "Oh, they were really nice to sell out." They're going to piss on your graves. Look, I mean, they're going to piss on your graves. It doesn't matter. You can give them the keys, and they'll piss on your grave. The only way that you can make that you can write yourself, you can write your kind into the history books is to do it yourself, and that means standing up and taking back control of our political systems for who, and I think this is the best term that could be used, ordinary whites. We're not, you know, I have a little bit of elitist streak in me, but I just ordinary whites. You know, I come from blue collar, stuff like that. I know smart people should be in government and be in charge of running things, but whoever is in government, they should be run in the interests of the people. And this North American Union thing that they're doing is not in the interests of our people. The Bill Gates bringing in Indians and saying we need more is not in our interests. Them running white males on a rail out of the universities, it's not in our interest. You look on TV, look who got us to the moon. It wasn't Asian engineers, it wasn't women engineers. You listen to people reporting about how we're falling behind in science. This is a result of the Sovietization of America. We're not doing things because of merit anymore. We're doing them because of other factors. We're doing it because of the color of their skin. We're doing it because of they're a woman, or we're doing it because they're gay.
Yes.
That is
come to where there's
racist.
Any job where there aren't super, super, super hardcore standards is just being turned over to people who are incompetent, where it can be faked. It is being faked.
Yeah, and that work is falling on the shoulders of others, and that's what diversity training is all about. It's threatening you not to bitch about it.
You know, in South Africa, actually, that guy writes about it a lot in Between the Crime. It's just that, you know, you... whites, a core of whites deals with the life and death technical issues, and beyond that, it's just rampant and complete discrimination, and the white bears the burden of carrying the nigger on his back.
You know what's fascinating? I was watching on YouTube some news reports from South Africa, like of this, I was kind of hinting about earlier, this woman who was 84-year-old former school mistress who was... who was murdered in South Africa last week. There was a news report on YouTube about it, and they were showing the crime scene, and it was amazing to see how these systems, it was like Idiocracy. These systems were put in place, and you could see it. You know, the crime scene, they rope off the crime scene, they do these other things, except for they were going through the motions. I kid you not, and I'll post the video in the thread. There was a guy with a crime scene investigator t-shirt on, and he was dusting a car for prints, and he was just wallowing, he was just wiping the brush back and forth, and he looking at the camera.
That one mighty sexy looking tailpipe.
You know what I mean? Like he wasn't doing it. You know when they dust for prints.
CSI Soweto and shit.
CSI. But
click, click, click. It would be funny if it wasn't tragic and death dealing.
And sometimes it even is funny out of frustration. But
yeah.
But that's what you see. Like the forms are still for a time in place. And
it's like the cartoon character that's run off the cliff and, you know, doesn't quite...
Yeah.
Holy shit, there ain't no white under me. I'd be going down with rapidity and shit.
Yeah. It's just like that. And I just rewound it a few times and just laughed and shook my head about this guy, this nigger, like, dusting for Prince and kind of just looking up at the news camera and just dusting, just kind of like he didn't really know what he was doing. He was just, like, viciously... And, like, I don't know anything about dusting for Prince, but I know he wasn't going to get anything that way. He was going through the motions. Yeah, you can.
The look would be equivalent to a nigger over in Africa picking a grub out of the ground to eat as the camera's focused on him. That look. You ever see a nigger sit there trying to peel an orange to eat it? It's, and then you have a flashback of your childhood at the Detroit Zoo. And they would toss an orange into the monkey cage when it was feeding time, and you'd see the monkey, the orangutan, whatever, they'd sit there and they'd hold the orange and they'd kind of look at it and turn their head a little from side to side. Is that the look that this guy had when he was dusting for fingerprints?
Yeah.
And then he'd go and stick his finger in it and he'd try to peel a little and he'd scratch his head and then he'd pick his ass and eat a little shit. And
he was looking for the donut, man.
Looking into his eyes, it was like looking into a vacant building.
Right, and here we've got a guy solving a murder, dusting for fingerprints, that would probably have a problem, figuring out how to open up an orange.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sick. You got to laugh at this shit. Yeah. It's pathetic. You have to.
Yeah, as if we weren't already there, I think we've crossed over.
Here's what my niggas, it's time for the TMB section of our program.
I love that. I do too. It's evergreen.
I think Suitcase Jefferson stole a government cheese while she was in the other room. One of her other baby daddies.
Yeah, the TNB section of the program. Yeah. Spring Bling Influx puts Beach City on alert. Now, if you live on the East Coast, and maybe other people too, you can relate, you've dealt with some things like this. Riviera Beach, Florida, as thousands of college students descend on Singer Island this weekend for BET's Spring Bling to dance on the beach to the driving beat of hip-hop headliners. Some residents say they will either bolt their doors or leave town. And while some business owners say they might close for the 3-day blowout, others say they have hired security guards and stockpiled beer and beach food. There's no alcohol on the beach, and we're going to get slammed with college kids, said Debbie Pepe, a bartender at Johnny Longboat's Tropical Grill overlooking the public beach. Pepe's mind festered with questions. It's a nightmare. Where are all these kids going to stay? How do we ID them? How do you control that many kids?
Yeah. Where do I get a watermelon concession?
Right. Starting Friday, hip-hop and R&B artists such as Young Jeezy, Ne-Yo, and Ludacris will hit the beach to perform for more than 3,000 college students, glorying in their moment in the sun as extras of music videos that will be taped and then aired on BET the first week in April. I bet there's going to be some teaming going on. The cable TV network, a subsidiary of Viacom Incorporated, is the nation's largest provider of entertainment for news programming targeted for African-American audiences. According to Nielsen Media Research, the network reaches more than 80 million households across the United States, Caribbean, and Canada. The city council, which wooed BET, thank you taxpayers, wooed BET for the event. that's the way they think, they're taxpayers.
Probably, that's taking a gamble with the city funds, my God.
Oh, I know. Hopes it will boost the local economy and put Riviera Beach on the map. BET hopes the event, which is advertised online as Black Beach Week, will draw legions of 18 to 25-year-olds. Last year, the event was held in Miami, and before that, Daytona. BET is inviting 3,000 students from black colleges for the free event, but thousands more black and white are expected to crash. In past years, the event has drawn up to 100,000 people. Now, you have to imagine this small, sleepy little town with, like, two little bars, right, drawing 100,000 black.
Which town is that now?
This is a little podunk town in Florida, Riviera Riviera Beach.
Oh.
Spring Bling.
Is it like a suburb of some other larger town, or is it?
I don't know. I think it's near Tallahassee, though. Tallahassee's like a little bit inland, and I think it's towards the beach from Tallahassee, but there isn't much there from what I saw.
Oh, this is in the panhandle, then.
I believe so, yeah. Last year, the let's see, Spring Bling is, and for all you white folks out there, bling is jewelry. Spring Bling is being held on Singer Island, a mostly white and affluent seaside swath of Riviera Beach, which is mostly black and economically depressed. The Singer Island.
You know why they're actually coming together there? They're going for a Guinness Book of World Records for the largest cat litter box.
Right.
They're going to take a really high-up photo of all these turds in the beach, and they're going to send the photo over to Scotland and see if they can get away with it. That's my private theory, anyway.
Right.
Somebody posted a video just recently on the forum. I don't know where it is right now or what thread it's on, but there was a mestizo at a mall that was observed on a security camera, and he actually walked over in a mall. It looked like a mall, or possibly it could have been like a place like Penn Station in New York City, a huge, you know, with escalators and stuff. And there was a huge, you know, they got these huge flower pots. They're about 4 feet in diameter, maybe about 3 feet high, and they got a huge, like, tropical tree in it. Well, this mestizo, he was standing over there, and this gets, you know, to the giant litter box. He just walked over and dropped his pants and sat, hung his ass over the edge of the pot and shit in the flower pot in front of all these people are walking by. I'll have to dig that up and post it on the video thread. I mean, you can actually see this guy, and he's one of these greasy mestizos with a hair and a ponytail down to his ass, and he's just a filthy, disgusting mestizo, and he just goes over to the pot, and he looks around, and he, you know, to see if anyone's watching, and he just pulls his pants down, hangs his ass over the edge of the pot, and shits in the tree.
Let's roll.
Shits in the tree, pulls his pants up, and if anybody could locate that video and post it, it'd be appreciated.
Hey, Yankee Jim, I just sent you I just sent both of you guys. It's at the top of the forum. This just ended. I posted this in the Friday night Free Talk Live thread at the very top. The Teeming Groids animated GIF, and that's probably about what this bling.
Yeah, that fucking Mexican, and he's probably the brother of the guy who raped and murdered Drew Chodine.
Yeah.
Up in the Dakotas.
Or hey, there's a new one now. I think near, like, in Nevada, I believe it was. Yankee Jim, you might know this. And this mestizo it was posted at the front page, Alex, at VNN, govnn.com. This
the throat slashing.
Yeah, the throat slashing. That's right. Utah. That's it.
Now, was that the throat slash?
Kid just up from Mexico who tried to rape, I guess, a little white girl, white teenager, and
yeah.
I guess she fought back. He slashed her throat and ran away, and they couldn't find him.
Fighting
back
for
to
her
Mexico.
Life tonight.
He'd been in the country a few weeks. You know, why are we allowing our congressmen to live when they're allowing these people to come in our country and perpetrate these kind of deeds against us? They're not protecting us. They're not looking out for our interests. They're all over at the goddamn AIPAC meeting. And AIPAC's telling them diversity is a real American history. It's our greatest strength. Let all those Mexicans in. Well, that's the result of it.
Yeah. Yeah, this country's great. It's been great despite the little bit of... the diversity of this country that made this country great was having Scots, Irish, and Germanic descended people come here. And,
like me.
Like white people.
I'm a product of a mix of some of those people, like probably most of us on this show are.
Yeah.
We had a cross or two of Pinkerton and Ferguson. Not that I'm bragging, but
yeah. I don't have any Scots Irish, darn it, but
I do. Germans bred a lot of Germans bred with Scotch Irish. That was one of the more successful mixes in the US.
it was. I've got the same exact German Scotch Irish in my background in my family.
And just as an aside, and you can look at history and that happening as well. It's one of the marvels of history that the Germanic tribes intermingled and melded with the Celtic tribes right when the Roman Empire was really picking up steam. Right around that era, all of Northern Europe was populated almost all of it was populated by Celts, and then a few hundred years later almost all of it was populated by Germans, and there's no real records of huge wars or anything like that like you would expect. They married one another.
Well, they were tribal at that time. There were different tribes and they were from the same essential stock. There's not a great racial difference between them.
No, there isn't.
There's little sub-strains, but they're just cute and attractive. There aren't lethal Grand Canyon-sized gaps between them.
Right.
Like there are between us and niggers.
That's the kind of diversity I can get behind. Robin...
Blondes or brunettes.
Back to the spring bling. Robin Jagowski, a retired professional motorcycle racist who owns a nearby pub, is more wary. As soon as I see fights or racial issues, I'm going to shut down. Who normally doesn't have problems with anything, but says she sees no upside to the bling. She says that Riviera Beach police told her it'd be safer to shut down for the weekend, despite the numbers hysteria.
Now, Dietrich, is this a gathering of black criminals or black college students?
Well, where does one end and the other begin?
I'm guessing some people are... Yeah, exactly. And I'm guessing people are opening new bookstores.
Yeah.
All these budding intellectuals will be buying all kinds of paperback and maybe lying out in their blankets on...
Yeah.
And when they're not in the water,
soaking in even more
novel, or?
Well, let me tell you, I brought this up, but not only for the...
This is Black Beach Week, you say?
Yeah, Black Beach Week. And
by the way, I just posted a link to the video where the Mexican is shitting in the flower pot. Hey, it's unbelievable. You got to see it.
Of him actually shitting in the flower pot?
Yeah,
or is
security
it
cam.
Prime location with a turd close-up? Turd
well,
cam. Get on it.
It's not that graphic. You can clearly see him pull his pants down in front of him.
Oh, my God. I thought you were kidding.
I hoped you were kidding.
No, you can go. It's on the thread right now.
Right, but the reason I brought up the spring
bling. This is
America. Right. Oh yeah, it was.
Did you see the little Vinchuca bugs crawling around?
Just use your imagination when you see this disgusting-looking mestizo.
Chagas.
The grease
great,
is.
Now our flowers got chagas. That's great.
Yeah.
This is a guy working in the kitchen of some Chili's restaurant in the mall, I'm sure, preparing your food. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and
he didn't say if he washed his hands after shitting on the plant.
Oh, yeah, and there are still plenty of white people who don't wonder, who just can't figure out why we're having all these dysentery outbreaks and stuff in our food.
Maybe they'll charge him with a hate crime for ripping leaves off the plant to wipe his ass.
No, they'll charge. That's what that hate crime bill is all about: is charging us for laughing about it or criticizing.
Oh, that's right.
Our politicians.
I forgot the Jews run our country, and like talking about this is wrong and bad. Not them doing it.
Right.
Let's talking about it.
The reason I want to talk about the reason I brought up the spring bling story is because I'm from one of these resort places on the East Coast, and we have something called Black Bike Week. And where hundreds of thousands of groids come down and piss and shit. I mean, they put out porta potties. They do everything they can. And I've heard so many stories from friends. Like when I was in high school, I had a friend who worked at a grocery store and said about 40 or 50 of them came in one night about 2 o'clock in the morning, went to the bread aisle, got a bunch of bread, went to the sandwich meat aisle, and sat down and made sandwiches and then just left.
How would you feel if your 20-year-old daughter was working the register at that place?
Oh, I know.
Don't these white people think?
Well, I know. It's like you guys were saying.
There's no organized force standing up for them or against these fucking simians.
Right.
And it's worthless to go against the simians. You go against the fucking Jews.
And get this. Unlike in this article where the police are advising this woman to close down her business for this event, the city council in my town, or my former hometown, said that or passed a law saying that they couldn't close down.
There's case law pertaining to just that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this has happened so many times. Niggers have come in, and then after the niggers go wild and chimp out and destroy all these stores, then the next year the stores, drawing from experience, say, we're going to board up if these niggers are coming back. And then the NAACP and the other professional nigger handlers sue them. And because the Jews control the courts, because they're half the goddamn lawyers in America, they're forced to be open.
2% of the
open
population.
And held open to be raped by Mexico, whether it's a store down in Riviera Beach or whether it's, some white girl in Utah. The Jews are holding you down so the nigger can rape you. And they make fun of that in that Blues Brothers movie. I don't recall him ever having a good comeback, though.
What about the Blues Brothers movie? What do you mean?
Well, they had something on there. I think the Nazi in it was saying something about the Jews are using blacks to destroy whites.
which I've repeated many a time. I didn't directly repeat it. I put it in different words, but the same essential concept. I think that's in there. I could be wrong. But before he says, "I hate Illinois Nazis." What a cool guy.
I'll have to look at that again. The only thing I've seen, I really remember, the vivid scene was the one where James Brown was jumping up doing the backflips. Because Papa don't take no mess.
Yeah. I may be wrong. It may be a different movie. But
the Blues Brothers?
I know he says I hate Illinois Nazis, but I'm thinking you could hear a little bit of what the Nazi was saying, but it may be a different movie that I'm thinking about.
Huh. I think they finally buried James Brown, actually.
But he says that same basic idea that Jews are using blacks to destroy us. Which
wow.
is accurate.
It's kind of amazing.
They're trying to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they know that they know it's true. And these stories we're talking about today are perfect proof of it.
Black Beach Week. That's... I mean, just do whites think at all? I guess they don't think. I mean, just to see that.
And this
newspaper.
Is the black intelligentsia,
right?
Coming to your town.
He didn't even wipe Marx's, and now he's going to go make us a burrito.
Well, he's going to make you a burrito because I damn sure ain't going to any Mexican. Three of them in town. I have never been to one of them.
My wife asks me. You know, they look at me crazy.
From the hands of a Mexican.
When I tell people, hey, how come you don't go out to restaurants and eat? How can you? I can't go out and eat and enjoy it because I know that there are mestizos in all of the restaurants in the area. You've got filthy mestizos working in the kitchen. Now, you watch that video that I just posted of the Mexican shitting in the pot and then just going back to his business, whatever the hell he was doing. How could you sit down and enjoy a meal?
I'm going to use that. That's going on Kirksville today. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go out to eat anymore. I could not. There's no way I could sit down and enjoy a meal when I'm watching, you know, every time the kitchen door opens up, I see a fucking mestizo, touching the food. How can you enjoy it?
You know, what's funny is I've always had friends, relatives, whatever. They're always, I get food poisoning. I'm like, I never had any fucking food poisoning from whatever. But even I have gotten like, I never ate out much. I never liked it. And now reading this stuff like have we mentioned on any one of these Free Talk Lives the Chagas in the blood supply in L.A.?
No, I don't think we have, but that was posted on the front page.
You people listening don't even know what Chagas is, so somebody tell them what Chagas is.
Oh, I think you're the Chagas go-to guy, I believe.
I think it was you and Craig.
I'm a Chagas guru.
I'm pretty sure it was you and Shane who were discussing Chagas.
KTV and then.
Name the Chagas.
Chagas is a horrible disease that comes from a little bug in Latin America, like 10, 12 million down there. Of course, they're not down there very long. They're only down there until they get up here, are infected with it. And they've now found that in L.A. blood supply. And it's crap that basically it ripens in your internal organs and it can lead to heart disease or it can just plain blow up your bowels. And there ain't really that much that can be done about it. And because we let third worlders in the country, this is one of the horrible diseases we now find cropping up in America that formerly was limited to parts of the third world. But now America is the third world. So this is the diversity enriching us, the vinchuca bug's excrement in our guts. And it's parasite eating through our vital organs.
Jesus
That's
Christo.
Diversity.
I only wonder why it hasn't come earlier. Otto Reamer, and I'm not sure if this is the actual Otto Reamer or not, but I'm not sure. But he says Alex is right, that it's in the Blues Brothers. The line is, the Jew is using the black as muscle against the whites. Which is absolutely true. It's amazing that much truth would be on the... Would be on this.
Well, it wasn't like they. I don't think they emphasized. I think it was said kind of behind the scenes while you're waiting for Belushi's reaction.
Yeah, but
if you listen closely, you can hear what he's saying.
That movie's a good 25 years old, isn't it?
Oh, it's older than that. Yeah.
I mean, I remember seeing that movie. I used to watch movies at that point in my life, and I actually have the soundtrack on vinyl to that. Yeah, the Blues Brothers LP. They made a couple of records, as a matter of fact.
I thought
that was funny stuff.
Lamest.
It was kind of funny. They had a little act going on, but you know, when you know that they were just typical Jew comedians that were just so full of cocaine, and it makes it sad because you know it was kind of funny stuff for the time.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first to admit, I used to sit around and watch that mindless bullshit shows like Second City TV and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I thought Second City was funny.
I was addicted
John
to that.
Candy.
John Candy was the greatest, and I was madly in love with Edith Prickly. I forget her name.
I thought you were going to say John Candy.
No, the best.
Takes a lot of man to love John Candy.
Yeah, he was a big boy, and he was funny.
Fat Louis Anderson maybe could pull it off, but
Yeah. There were actually a couple funny Jews.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead.
I'm watching this Mexican video now. Go ahead.
Otto, I'm sorry
for cutting off Yankee Jim. I know he never deserves to be cut off. He was cutting out the audio on the broadcast, so I had to interrupt him. I'm sorry.
Sometimes my mic does kind of slip down. I'm still trying to figure. I got a little Matty Mattel headset here. For those of you not old enough to know who Matty Mattel was.
This is funny.
Do you see the guy? You see him squatting on the pot?
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's pretty. It's surreal because this is, you know, this is in America.
He looks Navajo.
Yeah, whatever. He's not white.
No, I know. He's a mestizo. Look, he kind of looks around. Oh, look at the expression he's got on his face. This is what they do in Mexico. They do this in Mexico, by the way. I've lived there.
Watch how he plays it off when he gets up and he tries to nonchalantly stroll away.
Oh!
It's pretty good. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. But anyway, when
the security camera zooms right into him, it looks like a reality show. It's so well done.
It's really clear. When you're done, I'm going to shut up and let you continue with the TNB section of the program.
It's all TNB. Yeah, and he does. He plays it off. Oh my God!
Isn't that funny?
Oh my!
That's priceless.
What is he? How does he? Clean up.
Well, I guess he hangs out with, who is it now? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I was reading something about he's got this toilet paperless cleansing system in his mansion now or something.
A boudet, you mean?
It's on the forum. It's in the general discussion.
Did he invent it?
It's parked out. It's in the room next to the NIG copter.
Right? Oh, man.
Actually, it's in the NIG copter.
That old Wednesday night, you guys laughing about the drownings.
You know what else is true? Water is liquid racism.
Rock because
they don't like water, dogs, or ghosts. So these suckers, these Negroes, are relying on homemade boats and dugout canoes to fish and transport goods to market. These makeshift vessels are often unstable or overloaded and frequently cause fatal accidents. So... They've nig-rigged a bunch of boats, and you know the water's unforgiving.
Next, you know, putting pontoons on the nig copter and landing it on the
lake. Be an amphibious landing and shit.
We're proud of our boys here. They've created an amphibious nig copter.
Oh, here's a marvelous quote. Even me, I am just now learning to swim, Simon Peter Okoshi, the Marine Police Chief, told the Associated. That's the funniest thing I've read in a good while. This fucker is the Marine.
He's a Marine!
What could be more African than that? That is a quintessential African story.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Swimming is not in the culture here. Many people are hydrophobic. Oh, God, that's classic.
It's not part of basic training, apparently. You know how to tread water, for fuck's sake, in a Marine school.
The fuckers are living in a lake, and he says swimming is not the culture here. People are hydrophobic. They're afraid of the water.
Look,
my God.
This is just racial reality in action here.
I think that tsetse flies keep the Negroes around for amusement.
Yeah.
All I can conclude.
I know the cockroach. I know that's what the cockroaches do in Detroit.
Nig copter. How funny is that? Nig copter.
But look, it's kind of funny. Like, the traffic the human traffic just kind of stops for a minute. You can see people walking by and just kind of looking at them because there's the wall behind them is a mirror.
Yeah. He don't give a fuck.
That's
just
Mexicans
funny.
For you. Yeah, they their culture is different in 100 ways, and 101 of them are negative.
Oh, well, they're Catholic. They have family values.
Family people.
Yeah, family values rapidly, doesn't end at the
like
border, Alex.
Cockroaches are good family people, you know?
Alex, you mentioned spelling earlier, and it is quite important. I know I see that sometimes it bothers you that people get on...
It all hangs together. That's my position.
Oh, and you're right about that. But when you're done with the TNB section of the program, if there's time, I got about a two-minute story. It's a cute little story pertaining to spelling.
Go ahead. The floor is yours. Let me preface it and say that...
I don't have any TNB in hand.
Well, no, you know what? It's actually I could actually apply this to the TNB section of the program because it happened in Detroit.
Wonderful.
You know how mothers tend to like to brag on their children, their sons especially, at least in my household, that's how it goes. And
I've heard that.
So when I was growing up in Detroit, I have a dictionary. I won a spelling bee in the sixth grade, and the Detroit News presented me a dictionary with my name on it, and this gold letters that I won a spelling bee, and how you kind of go around bragging, well, I won a spelling bee, and my mother was running around bragging on her son about, Jimmy won the spelling bee. And I've just recently I'm starting to think, I'm going, this happened in Detroit. Like, I was one of a handful of white kids in the... This is no big fucking deal at all. I mean, I go, Ma, do you realize how foolish you sounded? I mean, I want a spelling bee in a spelling bee full of niggers. Like, what is the big deal? This isn't fucking... It's nothing to fucking brag about. It's actually, shameful.
Hey, you know what's shameful? At about the 47-second marker on this video, a security guard walks by. No, look.
MWH says, fuck the security guard. He ain't a cop, but he still wants that card.
The security guard just keeps going.
That's what you see here. Just move along.
Yeah.
Did you catch, Dietrich, did you catch on that how occasionally that I don't know if that's a manned, if someone's controlling that from like a central room or if it's just an automated, but did you catch how it'll zoom in on somebody's face a few times throughout the video? Towards the front, you'll see it zoom in on somebody as they're coming up off of the elevator.
Yeah.
It leads me to believe that there's a couple of horny guys in a room. You know how they got a bank of monitors? We've seen them. Because there was this pretty hot chick that comes up, and they zoom it in on her ass or close to it. And it's kind of funny if you're a guy. It's just typical guy stuff. But then the Mexican goes and shits in the flower
pot. Oh, I see it. That's at the 116. They zoom in on
some chick.
Yeah,
it's near the front.
Yeah.
And you wonder.
And then he zooms in on this Mexican with obvious intestinal cramping.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's like back and to the left. I can't stop. It's the morbid curiosity of the thing. There's no audio track to it, is there? No, I guess.
No, it's priceless. It's just a security. It's just a monitor.
I kid you not. I think that's a mall security guy, and he just comes. He goes. He walks right by, and kind of glances at the guy, and just keeps on walking.
Does he see it but not do anything?
Yeah. Look at it again. I embedded it on the thread. It's embedded.
Seen it yet.
Oh, no. Oh, Alex, for the show, you have to see it. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alex,
Where is it listed?
Are you on the thread? I'll send you a link to the thread, and it's at the bottom. It's embedded.
All right, that's cool.
We got about 2 minutes here, break.
Yeah, I'll play a couple songs so you can. I'm gonna have to go throw up after watching this Mexican take a shit in this flower.
Find a big flower pot.
Yeah, no, I have done that. I mean, I'm in college and stuff, but all right, we'll be. This is horrible. It's horrible. But
have fun with it.
Yeah,
it's priceless propaganda. A Mexican shitting in a pot, in a flower pot in public. It's priceless.
We'll be right back with VNN's Free Talk Live Friday edition. This is Dietrich. We have Yankee Jim and Alex Linder. We'll be back in a moment. Daddy's lucky belly.